We are on Daf Nundalit Amid Aleph, starting six lines from the top. No, it's a little 8 lines from the top. Now, just to refresh our memory, we had a Mirdike Mahalach in Rav to explain Shitas Rameya. Rameya says in the Mishnah that if a person was Makadish Aisha with a davar shal hegdish, she's not Mekodeshes, Beshagig. B'meizit she's Mekodeshes, Beshagig she's not Mekodeshes, and Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik. Yehuda holds if he's Makadish and Isha Beshagig, she's Mekodeshes. The Svara of Rabbi Yehuda is that since there's a din me'ile, if a person is maitzi moishal hegdish b'shaygeg, so there's a din me'ile. So it's yaitzi l'chulin. So since it's yaitzi l'chulin, so the money becomes his and then hers. And they're married. And the yitzah l'chulin has nothing to do if the Kedushin will be Chal or won't be Chal. That is the Din Mila, B'shaygik, that if a person is Moitzi, Moi, Shal Hegdish, B'shaygik, it becomes Nischal Ala Yodai. So Memele, by taking Moi, Shal Hegdish, and giving it to the Isha, automatically it becomes Chulin, and therefore she's Mekodeshes. It's not called Kedushay Toys, because the afilu the kedushin won't be chal, the hegdish will be nischalo. So there's no reason to consider this kedushay tois. Rabbi Yochanan and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis had said that the whole heitzah mirshus hegdish is never applicable if it was b'shagig, because if both parties would have been aware, or one of the two parties would have been aware that this is Moishal Hegdish, the Zicha would not have agreed that to this transaction which had taken place. So it's called a transaction betois. So there's no transaction. If there's no transaction, so there's no heitzah mirshus hegdish. So nothing happened with the money. So the money still belongs to hegdish, and there's no kedushin whatsoever. That is how Rabbi Yochanan had said pshat in Rameya. Rav disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said there's no such thing. There's no such shita. Everyone holds that b'shoigig the Aitzoy Mishus Hegdish B'shoigik becomes Nischalo. So therefore we have to understand Rameya. So what is the Svar of Rameya that Rameya holds that B'shoigik ain't a Mekodeshes? For what reason is she not Mekodesh? It becomes Nischalo, becomes his money. So why shouldn't she be Mekodesh? So Rav set up a very interesting pshat in Rameya. He said as follows. He said that the Mishnah is not speaking about any Hegdish. It's speaking about a distinct type of Hegdish. Speaking about Ksainis of Bigdei Kohune. And let us give a little Hagdome. Ksainis of Bigdei Kohune are Hegdish. And when the Kahanim wore them, they're only permitted to wear them with Tzarech Avodah. It's not called they're being nene from Hegdish. They're doing Avodah with these begodim. Theoretically, after finishing the Avodah, they should take them off immediately, because now they're not doing the Avodah and they are being nene mina Hegdish without any legitimate reason. That is theoretically, and that should be. But Chazal understood talking about Kahanim, they did the Avodah the whole day, and and let us perhaps assume after an avodah of the whole day they were exhausted, and they would not realize that they have to take off the clothing as soon as possible. So it'll come out that by doing the avodah they'll be doing some averus also afterwards by wearing big day kahuna. That is what Chazal had foreseen would occur if they did not make klolim. So Chazal made a shiur in the Hegdish. And they said that the Hegdish is that the begodim, which are Hegdish, is the Hegdish is only applicable if a person will be nene, bemezit, want to be mechalo, the kedusha, so then he'll be moil. But if a person will be nene b'sheigig from these big day kohune, so there's a shir on the hegdish, and he's not considered a moil b'hegdish. That is what Chazal had done. So therefore, with that, we took care of the problem that kahanim are being nene mi big day kohune, which are hegdish, and there's no heter for this. So we made a shir in the Hegdish, and therefore a hanoa b'shoigik from these begodim does not create an issa. That was the shir in the Hegdish. So now Rav said that now we have a machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir held that Chazal have to be consistent. If you're making a shiur in the Hegdish, and you're saying that ahano b'shoigik from these begodim does not create an isamila, so then you can't differentiate between the shoigik of the levishas kahanim or any other shoigik, or if someone else will be nene b'shoigik from these begodim. Chazal were consistent. And when they made this shir in the Hegdish, the shir was that any hano b'shoigik that was made from this big day kohune, there's no issa mile on this hano. That, so the shir encompassed and covered kol hanenim b'shoigik. So therefore, so if a person is mekadosh and isha with these big day kohune, even though he's unaware that this is, well, let's say differently, since he's unaware that this is big day kohune, so there is no meile on this kedushin. The seitzah mershus hegdish does not create a din meile, so it still belongs to hegdish. It's not yoytza lechulin, so that is why she's not married. That is the svara of Rav Meir. Rameya holds by big de kohune, the shir and the iser mile includes not only the kahanim haloif shema big de kohune, but it includes everyone who be nene b'shoigik from these begodim. That means it includes this husband and wife, or this husband that wants to be mekadosh, this ish that wants to be mekadosh, this isha. So therefore, there's no mila, it's not yoytza lechulin, and it's no kedushin. Rav Yehuda holds that he was mekadosh b'shoigik. Rav Yehuda holds that the kedushin is chal. Rav Yehuda also holds of this concept of leinit neteir lemalachei hashoris. Rav Yehuda holds this concept was only said for the kahanim haloivshim the bigdei kohune. By them, there is a shir in the Hegdish that we say if then nene b'shoigig, there's no din, there's no issa mehila. But someone else who does not have the problem of lenita teila malachei ashores, he is a poshet shoigig. I don't have to make for him a special hetel. So by him, these big day kohuna are the same like any other Hegdish. That if he's moil b'shoigik is yoytze lechulim. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if he was mekadosh b'shoigik, he was unaware that this is hegdish, she is mekudeshes. That's where we were up to yesterday, and now we'll start further. Toshma, Moyalim Bechadetin Ve'ein Moyalim Ba'atikim. That there's a din me'ile by taklin chadiktin, the shkolim which were given for this year's chiyuv shkolim. So if a person is nene from these shkolim, he's moyel. Ve'ein moyelim ba'atikim. But the shkolim which were given this year for last year's chiyuv, there's no din me'ila. Now let us just see Rashi. Moyelin bechadetim. So Rashi says as follows. Shayfrois hayu b'migdosh. In the Beis HaMikdosh there were kelim who were similar to a shayfa. Really it was a pushke belaz. But this pushke had a tzura of a shayfa. That means that the bottom of the pushke was enormous, have a lot of coins could fit in, and the top of the pushke was very small, like the mouth of a shayfa. So this pushke was made in such a knife, and it's easy to put in money, but you can't take out money, to ensure whoever passes by in the Beis HaMikdash should not help himself from the shkolim. Shayfris ayu b'migdash. So they were shayfris in the Mikdash. Ubehem noisnim shkolim. And whoever had a put in shkolim into these shayfris. Be'echad kosov olav taklin chadetim. And one of these shayfris, it said taklin chadetim, the new shkolim. Now what does that mean? Umi shalei shokal shiklei ba'odav. A person who did not give his shekel from these, he wasn't from the Zrizim Magdimim, he did not bring it ba'odo, ba'echad ba'odo mashmim ala shkolim, ba'aloch is shemayviyoy b'soich shnosoy, so he brings it that year, he has a whole year to bring it. So, nois noi l'soicha, so he puts it into this shofar, that's labeled taklin chavitin. And what happens with the shkolim? Bagizborim noisnim oisoi belishka. So they put the money in the shayfris into a lishka, into an office, into a room. Kishemagia echot mipilkei atruma shabishloisha prokim termin oisa. So that means there were three times in the year, we'll see in Taisvis, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Taisvis says Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, we'll see, so the three zmanim that they made Trumas Halishka. How was this Trumas Halishka made? Someone came in with three kupais, and each kupa was held three saw, and they filled up the kupois with money. They filled up the kupois with shkolim. And so the shkolim in these kupois were called trumas halishke. That was the truma that was made from the lishke. And this truma was used for the kaboni satsibo for that year. So again, there were three times, there were three prokim bashone, that they were teirim the lishka. The other money that was left over was called shiyorei halishka. That's the money that was left over in the lishka. And we'll see if there's a din me'ile and why there is or there isn't a din me'ile on the rest of the money. But let us just finish this Rashi. So the first, Rashi is explaining, the first shofar was labeled taklin chadetin. These were the shkolim that were given for this year's kobonis. And the shkolim that were put into the shofar were put into the lishke, and they made trume three times a year. Ubisheni, there was a second pushke, kosuv taklin atikin. There was this pushke was labeled the old shkolim. Now, what about the old shkolim? Umi shaloi shokal ishtaket. A person who did not give shkolim for the previous year, that means it's tof shin samach beis, and then he realizes that he never gave shkolim for tof shin samach aleph. Is meviyoi lishon abo. So tof shin samach beis, when he comes to the beis amigdosh, so he gives two shkolim. One shekel will put into the taklan chadatin, that's for this year's chiyev, and then he has to pay up last year's chiyev, and noisna l'seich shayfelzeh. And he puts the last year's chiyev into the shayf, into the pushke that was labeled taklan atikin. These are the old shkolim, the shkolim for the previous year. Now, these shkolim were not used for kabonis. The shkolim which were used for kabonis were this year's shkolim. This is giving a shekel this year for last year. Vagizborim mefanen oisan mois l'shiyorei lishka mishana shavra. So the gizborim put these shkolim with the shiyorei lishka from this year. We have a shiyorei lishka from this year which was not used for kabonis. And we have here the taklan atikin, which also is not used for kabonis. And all this money, the taklan atikin, the shari lishke, will have now a machlokes, was there a din me'ile on these shkolim. So now let us just again see the loshen. Toshma, me'alin bechadetin. Where there is a din me'ile bechadetin and the taklin chadetin, because these shkolim are oimed to be used for kolbonis. So this, so if a person has anah from the money, is a chiyuv mila. Ve'ein me'alim batikin, the taklin atikin, and who adin the shiyorei lishke. This was used, the Vav will see Taisvis learns a little differently, but we'll learn Rashi. What was this used for? This was used for the Tzolche Yerushalayim. They built the walls of Yerushalayim, the Chaymish Yerushalayim, the Migdolim of Yerushalayim. And for all practical purposes, we'll see that the Tamekame held that Yerushalayim was not built from a Dover Kodesh. Yerushalayim was built from a Dover Chulin. So that means this money, that means after how the Kedusha fell off, that's why it's either like Bez Masne, but however it was, when a person gave Shkolim, this was how the Hegdish was set up. This was a set in the computer. That the money, the Val Kozman, they didn't make Truma Salishke, so every money has a potential, it'll be aimed for Kabonis. So Memele, so therefore there's a Din Meila. When they made Truma, so now you had the money in the three coupes, that's Meyuchet for the Kabonis Sibo, that's Icha, there's a Din Meila on that money. And now you have Shiyore Halishke, which will not be used anymore for Kabonis. This will now be used, and who adin the taklin atikin? If someone in Tovshin Samach Beis wants to pay up his dues for Tovshin Samach Allah, so he put this in the taklin atikin the pushke. This was put together with the shiyor elishke. If there were any building problems with the wall, with the chayma, with the migdolim, this money was used for that purpose, and there's no demil on this because it's not oimed anymore to purchase dvarim mekudoshim. So that is the sheet of the Tanakam. Rameya oimer, moilim af batikim. Rameya says, no, the atikim, which will never be used for kolbonis, it will be used. That means there's no shasicha be used for the chaymes here, the migdaleya. You also mayel. Shoyer ameyer oimer, mayelam bishyore elishke, yolzi mayel bishyore elishke. Why? So Pashtus, according to Rashi, and we'll see later, there's a machlokes tanoim in this, because Rav Meir held that the walls and the Migdal were bought from Moishel, it was Kaddish. Yerushalayim was Kaddish. It was built from Moishel Hekdish. And the walls are Kaddish. The bricks are Kaddish. Everything is Kaddish. So Memele, if the Shiyore Yalishke, so the according to Rashi, the Machlokes, Rav Meir, the Tamikam is Yerushalayim Chol, is Yerushalayim Kaddish, Lagabi, we're speaking about the Chaimis and the Migdolim, was it built from Moishel Hekdish or Moishel Chulim? So Rav Meir holds it was built from Moishel Hekdish, it's Kaddish, the Taklan Atikin is also Kaddish, when you built, it was used to build the Chaimis and the Migdolim, and this was all Kaddish. So Rav Meir, if a person will be nanny from this money, he's Moishel. Fragt die Gemorre, wa amai, but Rav said, amoyre de kezach, we had learned. Rav had said that Rameya holds that we have to be consistent. When we have a dovo that's kodosh, and there is a problem that could be expected, that people will have anor unintentionally from this davar shel kodesh. So when the hekdesh was made lechatchila, it was made with a shiur. That means that if a person will have anor from the anor which one can expect, one might have unintentionally. So there's a shiur in the hekdesh, and if a person has this anor, he's not loyal back. So Rav said this in Rameya by Bigdei Kohune, that the Kahanim, since one can assume unintentionally they'll derive anor from the Begodim, so Memela there's a Shir and the Hekdish. And here also we have to understand, Rashi says, we have walls of Hekdish, and if a person gets exhausted, he wants to sit on top of the wall, or does, and he won't realize it. It's Hekdish to care. This is Hekdish. So Chazal made this shiur that if unintentionally you have hanor from the Avnei Habinyan, there's no Isamila. That's what Nitna Teirel Malachi shows. We're going to have a holy city with people being Ayvaveiris to say the Zichanat. So we, in this Hekdish of the Choyme and the Migdol, we made Hagbolas and Shiurim that if a person will be Nene B'Shoigig, he will not be Mal. But then Rav said Rav Meir wanted to be consistent. Not only the Hanos which we can assume that a person unintentionally will have. Rav Meir said, since we made a shiur in the Hekdish, so we included all hanos, even though other hanos that a person could be careful and not make this hanos. But since we said already, hanos b'shoigig, the expected hanos, which one can expect a person should make, we said it is not Hekdish Lagabi this Ano, so there's no Yisamila B'shoigi. So we said, we included any Ano that was made B'shoigi from the Avnei HaChoyme, or let us go a step before, from the Shiyore Halishka, which is Oymet for the Avnei HaChayme, we have this Shiyur in the Hekdish, that there's no Isar Hano. That's, according to Rav, that should be Shitas Rameya. So Rameya said, Moshe asking Akasha, I have enough in the Rai, not like you. Here Rameya said that your moyo b'shiyor, the mois of shiyor yalishka. Why are you moyo? Because you're going to purchase with this avonim for the chayme, which is kaidish. But since we said the gemara is meneime v'amai neimoy v'nitna lohonais lefishlo nitna teila malachei asharis. So just like the avnei hachayme, they have this clause in them that if a person will be nana b'shoigig from them, There's no isamila because on it the malach yashar is the chaimis sair amigdalei samishar lishkas. Now the chaimis were purchased from the shir lishka. This nan chaimis sair amigdalei sair b'chol tzachir boy mishir lishka. So now how could Rameya say my alin ba'atikin? Because Rameya holds Mayalim b'shiyorei halishke. Now, Poshet the Gemara understood Mayalim means b'shoigik. So, if Rameya is the one that's consistent, and he says, well, if we have to make sure that there should not be a chet b'shgogi from the chayme, so we have to include already all chatoim b'shgogi, afilu those that could have been taken care of, and nahano b'shoigik from this hegdish, there's no isamila. That's what Rav said, Pshat and Rameya. So how can Rameya say, my alin b'shiyorei alishke, my alin b'taklan atikin? This hegdish is a hegdish with a shield, with a clause, that the hegdish will not affect a nene b'shoigik. In any nene b'shoigik it won't affect, according to Rav Alibi the Ramei. So that's the Gemara's kashin. That's bitter. So the Gemara answers, Leiteima Rameya ela eima Rabiud. We have to make a mistake in this Mishnah. But it's Baraisa, it's not Rameya, it's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says we were not inclusive. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says if you're Mekadish with a big day kohune. So Rabbi Yehuda holds the Kiddush b'shagik mekodeshes. Because Rabbi Yehuda says even though by the Kahanim we made this clause that if tenene b'shagik there's no isamile, it's not Yaitse Lechulun, but if someone else will be Nana B'Shaigik, then it is Yaitse Lechulun, and therefore Kiddush B'Shaigik is Mekodeshes. So Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said the clause, the Shiran Hegdish, was only made for certain Shkogis. Shkogis that a Basel V'Dom cannot protect himself from. But any other Shkogi is like all other Hegdish, if you're Nana B'Shaigik, you're Mayel. So this, we have to say, it doesn't go according to Rameya, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi, Zot Rashi. Now, Bayalim betaklan chadatin, again we're going on the Tanakama, Shayla Kabona Sibar, hey noimdim. Vein moyelim betaklan atikin, she teiresh shiyore lishka alayim, they're equivalent to shiyore alishke, venitnim, and they're used lachayme seir, umigdaloi seho, and the towers, the turrets, v'chol tzolche tikon ha'ir, kidalakama, Ukesova Rabbi Yehuda ain meila b'shiyare lishke shenisha oidef ala kupas lacha gimotumis the shiyare alishke, that's the money that was left over in the lishke, there's no din meila. And we said before lechayre Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tzolcheir was not kaidish, it's not, the yushlaim is not kaidish. So meila, so al kolchoch the kedusha somehow, if it was after was nisbarer that it's not oimed for kolbonis, so somehow either lay bezin masne or some other way, the kedusha fell off and it was now used l'tzol chechul. Hachi garsine shahoy yaramei raima meyalim b'shiyorei lishke. So the gemara asks, v'chay meseir amigdolei seir v'amai meyalim b'hem. So the whole kiddush of the shiurei alishke is because it's going to be used for the chaymes here. But my malim bem neim olanit nesh shigigais oisan mois lamilem. The shkoge of deriving benefit from these mois, there's no isamilem. Ma'ach eshoim dim lachaymes ha'ir, because this money will eventually be used lachaymes ha'ir. Shalai nitna teire la malachi ha-shores. The teire wasn't given la malachi ha-shores. She used rizim milahenes minachoyme. That they'll be careful not to ever know from the choyme. Leishev v'tzilo, to sit in the shade of the choyme. V'oleo, to sit on top of the choyme. Agavuche, they bring down the makna asks, the mosas and psochim, Bechlal, there's no iser to sit in the shade of the chaymi, though it's kodesh, because it's shalike derech hano. So shalike derech hano, there's no iser meila. That's what the Gemara says. So this is a problem. Others are geiris leishev betzido. Maybe betzido is better. Maybe they leaned against it. Maybe that's a taich betzido. Anyway, ela al kochoch, so memeila ba al koponim, there are a fanim, that a person who is a boss of a dom will be olul to be nene from the chayme bishkoge. So al kochoch, when this hegdish was created, the hegdish was created with a shield, with a clause that for hano bishkoge, there's no isamila. Ella and vafal pike. Rameya says that Mayalim Bishiore Alishke. Rameya said Mayalim Bitaklin Atikin. Ela Kochach Afa Bishohutra Hanoa Sachaime, even though the Hanoa Sachaime was Mutra Bishkoge, Le'inyin Shah Hanois, but any other Hanoa which a person is capable of being careful and being nizel not to be able that and not me a big dushas ayu kaime. So we see klo not like kav. So the Gemara says no. Eimer Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Moyalim Batikim. No, we just have to change the name of the town. It's not Rameh. It's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds that when Chazal made a shir in the Hegdish, they made it only for certain shkoges, for certain instances that is impossible to be careful. We're speaking about Kosnais Kohune, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that there wasn't in Mila Bekosnais Kohune. The Kesava Afa Pisha Nitnu Kosnais Kuna Lihonis Lekaihanim La'acha Avoide, that they're permitted to have Hano, their Hano will not create a Mi'ile in the Begodim, a Belinin Shah Hanois Bikdusho Sayu Kaimi, but all other Hanois, which one is capable to be Nizarin, is Bikdusha Sayukaim, Umol Zeh Bikdushin, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds, if a person was Mekadish Behegdish Beshoigik, there's automatically a Din Mila, V'yotzo L'chulin, and it becomes Chulin, it becomes his money and our money, and then they're married. Avol Mezid, that what Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, that Kitcha B'mezid Emekadesh is Sha'ein Boi Mila, Lein Ischalob Lekiddish, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, B'meizid b'chlal, there's no din chilul. Doesn't go out l'chulun. So he's tamazay taking moishal hegdish, which remains hegdish, and he never gave you anything. It's not his, it's not us. It's a memeila. That's the teretz of Rav. Now let us see Taisvis. Now Taisvis, Taisvis elaborates a lot, and we'll see perhaps a different mahalach in our Gemara. My alin bechadetin ve'ein my alin batikin. So now Taisus will explain the inyan a little bit better. Kach hoyo ha'inyan shel havoas shkolim. So Taisus gives us a hagdoma we should understand. It's a fremde mesechte. We never learned Yerushalmi. So Taisus will give us a preview of the inyan. Be'echad ba'odar mashmiel na'al ha'shkolim. Be'echad ba'odar, that there was a choze, I want you to bring shkolim lahavi. V'chol oisei chaydish, that month, ha'imivin shiklaim b'lishka. There the money was put by stois straight in the lishka. Ad prois chag ha'pesach. till Prois means half a month, till a half a month before the Yom Tov of Pesach, which means Reish Chodesh Nisan. Hainu Echad B'Nisan. When it comes Reish Chodesh Nisan, V'Toyer Me'mehem Truma Rishayne, so they went into this Lishke, and they went, and they were Toyerim, the first Truma. So now Tosfos explained, Shebegimul Perokim Bashana, there are three times in the year, Toyerim, that they took off Truma, they had kupis, and they filled them up with shkolim, and this was the Truma Salishke. What are the three times in the year? Beproisa Pesach, before Pesach, and we said 15 days before Pesach, Prois is half a month. Or Beproisa Tzeres, L'chayre, should be 15 days before Shavuos. Or Beproisa Chag, and 15 days before Sukkos. Kloima. Kol ha-shkolim ha-boy me-echot ba-odar ad-echot b'nissen. All the shkolim that came, the first drive, that was from Odar to Nissen, naisa naisa l'soich teich ha-lishke, they were put into this lishke. V'ter me-mehem truma rishoyne, and this was the first truma that was taken off. Now how was this truma taken off? B'sholeish kupes. It was, they filled up three kupois, shel sholois soy. That each kupa was three saw, so they filled up nine saw of shkolim, which I suppose was a large amount of money. Umehen o you loikin kol kobone siba, all the kobone siba, at prois atzeres lefi atzerech, whatever was needed for the kobone siba, the tmidim, the musafim, whatever was needed for the Kabbalah Siba was, this was the source of payment for the Kabbalah Siba. Now Taisva says, Umin ha-poi moiso shal oison kupis. So Taisva tells us, Tamazai ayidiyah, what if there was an abundance of shkolim? And an abundance of shkolim, we also had the same amount of shkolim, but somehow there was left over from the trume, from the meisu shalois and kupis, that was left over in the kupis. Pligi tanoi hosom, this is machlokes tanoi. This is not the shiori alishke, this is the trume salishke, was left over from the trume salishke. Chadoimer shoisim emriku im pach and zipel and mizbeach, this was used to decorate it, to cover the mizbeach. Then the Rishash says, V'chadoyme l'kli shores, and V'chadoyme shoyis mem kayitz ala mizbeach. And the third sheet said that this money was used kayitz ala mizbeach, which means that we have to understand that in the Beis HaMikdosh there was a busy mokim, people were bringing keseda kobonis, and there was, and but if there were certain times that there was, as we say, business was slow, there wasn't many korbanos, so it was embarrassing. You have a Beis HaMikdosh and a Mizbeach and nothing doing, no korbanos. So this money was used, Kais HaMizbeach, which means to purchase Eilois Nedov and to be makib on the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach should never be a time that it should look like that it's they're not being makif kobonis on the mizbech. That's what was used, that's the third mandium. Fine. Now, vanishar min alishka. Now let's talk about the money that was left in the lishka. That's shiyore alishka. La'acher shenis malu hakupis. After the kupis were filled up, so what do we do with the rest of the money? Nasu shirayim, so this became, these are the shirayim, this is left over. This was used, l'chaymei se'ir, u'migdolei se'ir. This was used for the tzolchei heir. U'mi nisen ve'ilach. Now, after nisen, now we have the second wave of misnadvim, who did not come right away. Hamei v'shikloi, a person who bought the shekel, why says he didn't put it into the lishke, noisnoi b'taklin chadatin. He puts it into the pushke that says taklin chadatin, perish. Shoifrois hanikroim kach, these were pushkes that were called that were labeled Paklin Chadetim, Rechavim Lemata Uktzorim Lamaila, they were very wide on the bottom, these Pushkis Uktzorim Lamaila, and they were short and narrow on top. And so to make sure that one should not help themselves with the shkolim inside. Ba'al shem shenoisni l'soicha soichon shkolim chadoshim yishonezu. Since we put into these shayfres, the shkolim from this year, these are the shkolim which were used for the kabonis of this year, nikroim taklin chadati. This is called Paklin Chadetim. These are the new shkolim, the shkolim for this year. Umishemegia echot besivin. So now Tosfos says when it became Rosh Chodesh Sivin, Dainu Prois Atzeres. This is the time before Shavuos. So here the Rishash asks that the Prois means half a month. So Rosh Chodesh Sivin is a little too late. So the Rishash asked the Sam Taisus. The Rambam says, "Klar, it was 15 days before Shavuos. That's a touch price." Anyway, Taisus says it was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Termin Truma Shniyeh. So the second Truma was Nitran. Again, Shenoisnim Shkolim Shohuvu Betaklin Chadetin. They were Teirim. The Shkolim that were put into these Pushkis, L'soy Chosin Shalish Kupis. They were Teirim, and they put in the Shalosh Kupis. They lahakriv Kobanis Sibo at Prois Achag. And this was used for the Kobanis till 15 days before Sukkot. Fine. So now we have taken care of the Kobanis Sibo from Shavuos till Sukkot. Now, the third wave of Misnatvim, who came after Shavuos, better, they came after Rosh Chodesh Sivan, after the Trume, Miprois Atzeres, Hamevi Shikloi. The person after Rosh Chodesh Sivan brought his shekel, Kemoi Kein Noisnei Oid Betaklen Chadetin. So he puts, these are the Shkolim from this year, he puts it into the Taklen Chadetin, Ad Echad Betishrei, till 15 days before Sukkot. Tahaino at Proisachak, Baos Termim Truma Gimel. And then they made the third Truma, Lakrib Kabona Sibo Adechot Benissen. And the third Truma, it seemed was sufficient, or hopefully should be sufficient to Echot Benissen. Now I had a shtickle haore, they made this third Truma, Echot Betishrei. Now, Echot Betishrei is a Psazoi, not in Yom Tov Geret, but it's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, they went into the Lishke. So first I thought, the Frenish can't cash it, so it's just the Migdash. What's the problem? It's Mukta, I don't know what it is. But in Rambam, I found, in Rambam Perik Beis Alochei, he says a very interesting Loshen, which I really don't understand. But the Rambam says, "Ubaroish chodesh Tishrei, koydem yontef oy achrov termines alishka." Now I don't know how you do this. Roish chodesh Tishrei, koydem yontef oy achrov. It's a little modern. If we would say, "Koydem roish chodesh achrov roish chodesh," I don't know. But kaponim, the Rambam seems to say that he didn't do this in Yontif. It was done either before Rosh Chodesh, after Rosh Chodesh. It wasn't done in Yontif. Anyway, so this was the third Trume, and this was done before Sukkot, and this Trume theoretically was supposed to take care of the Kabbonis Tzibor till Nis. Yeah. Now, the im. Now, Taisus is going to speak about a shaila. The im loy mesafke truma shlishis ad nisen. What happens? That so somehow the Truma Shlishis was not sufficient till Nissan. So what happens now? From where do we buy the Korbanos? We bought the Korbanos from the Truma Salishke. Now the Truma Salishke, there's no money in the Baha Pligi Hosam. So Taisu says, there's a machlokes in Yerushalmi. Tanekame Sova Yatzer V'Yitrein. We should make a fourth Truma. Perish Michadetin Shebon Bein Sukkos LePesach. People were still bringing in, from this year they were still bringing in Shkolim. It was after Rosh Hashanah, but they were bringing in Shkolim. So we had still Taklin Chadetin from this year, Tovshin Samach Beis, so it's 1 year. So they made a fourth Truma if necessary. That's what the Tanna Kama says. Avo, mina shirayim shenishtayru la'achar shnismalu hakupes. But what about the shiyorei halishka from the previous three trumas? Ein termim loylo. That shiyorei halishka was not used for kabonis. That's not for kabonis usage. You have a problem, so we'll make the kabonis are from trumas halishka, so we'll make a new truma, because the lishka was still getting filled up from the shkolim that were nisnadev after sukkis. That's what the Tanna Kama says. The Rab Meir sova yikach min hasherayim. Rab Meir says no. You use the sherayim, the shiyore halishka will then be used for Kolbonis. And we will see this, according to Taisus, is a Meiradike Shaykhis to Asubia. Period. So now we know we're booking Yerushalmi, if there's not enough Shkolim and then for the Tumas Alishke, so we have a Machloikis that the Tanna Kama says you make a fourth Tumah, and Rameya says you use the Shirayim. Now, Taisva starts talking further. We had here a Tanna Kama and Rameya. The Tanna Kama said, "My alin bechadetin ve'ein my alin ba'atikim." Now, the chadetin, which shkolim does the chadetin include? Does the Chadetin mean the first three Shkolim that were in the Lishke before the Truma? Before they were Mafresh Truma, now the Chadetin means before the Truma. Everything is Oymedit. By Alin the Chadetin, Zicha means the Shkolim which were brought before the third Truma. That's the Taj Ma'alam Bechadetin. Umei oison shebo acher shekolu shloisha pilkei ha-Truma. The shkolim that were brought after Reish Chodesh Tishrei, dahainu bein sukkis lenissen, Loi, the Vav Epstam Rishash is Meichik, Loi Mashma Mitoich Pei Rishashi Im Loyalim Behen Oiloi. Rashi is not clear if Rashi holds were also Moyal with these Shkolim. Rashi is not clear. We can't know what Rashi holds. That means we have here a Loshen Sosum by Alim Bechadetin, and that's Zicher, the Shkolim, that when it's Nadev, after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei also, went in to the Shoifres of Taklin Chadetin, but it's not clear, according to Rashi, if the Ma'alim Bechadetin goes on this also. Omna, Rabbi Yitzchok ben Avrom Pirish, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham said, "The me'alim bechadeti l'Rabbi Yehuda, af la'acher kol atume." Now Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham, we now became a little on Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says is a machloikis if there is not sufficient money in the trume, what is the next step? So there's a machloikis, the Tanakama and Ramei. The Tanakama says, so we'll make a fourth trume. So therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham says, so according to this Tane, af la'acher kol atrume, after the three trumes, you are moyel in the chadati, which were donated after Rosh Chodesh Tisrei, Shema yitztalchulam lipsoif lahakriv kobonis. That means, since there's a potential that they might be needed for kobonis, maybe the trumais will not be sufficient. So there's a din mila. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham said, now this is me'alim bechadati, means all chadati, including the shkolim which were donated after Tishrei. Because of this potential, according to Tanakama of Rameya, it might be used for kabbalas. He says, we learned this in Mesechus Shkolim also. Kabi kupes, the kamahosa. Shalma shlishis. The third trume ended. Klima, let us see what it says on the side. Shekolu kol hashloisha kupes. All three kupes were used up. From the third trume, all three kupes were used up. Chayzal ishniya. So we go back to the money that was left over in the second trume, which was made Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Shalma shniya. All that money that was in the second trume was used up. Chayza l'rishayin. So you go back to the trume in the first kupe. Shalmu shloshta. What happens if all three trumes are used up? Is yachzer v'yitroy. So now you make a new trume. What do you make a new trume on? What perish? Mitaklan chatin shehuvo acher achak, from the shkolim which were brought after Tishrei. Tishrei dish Tishrei. Val yitrei mishiyore alishke, you can't be talking about that's all. The shiyore alishke was, he made truma on that already. You don't make truma on shirayim. So Memele, so the Tanakama holds that fakir. So now we'll make a fourth trume. So we see klar in Masechta Shkolim that the chadatin which were brought after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei have a potential to be used for kabbalas siva. Rav Meir Oimer steht weiter in Yerushalmi. Rav Meir says, Yachzer l'shirai. No. If there's not enough from the third trume, from the three trumes, from the third trume, you go back to shirayim. You go back to the shirayim. Shohoya rameya roimer moyalim b'shirayim. Yemoyal b'shirayim. Shtashemo yitztauchu lehen l'psoif. Why are you moyal b'shirayim? Because you might have to use the shirayim for the kabbonis atzibur if you won't have enough. Now, let us just stop here for 1 minute. Now, we're going to see what the Yerushalmi said so far is mamish, not the way we learn pshat in our Gemara. When we started learning pshat in our Gemara, we said as follows. We said, we have, there's a machlokes, if you're moyel batiki, Tanakama says you're not moyel batiki. Rameya says you are moyel batiki because you're moyel b'shiyori alishke. And Rashi explained the machlokes is that zicher the shiyori alishke and batika use for the chayim seir. And the shail is we said, and that we'll see later in the Gemara also, is the chayim seir kaidu shachayim. That means we're not speaking about Kolbonis. We're not speaking about this at all. Forget the whole Gemara understood that the Sherei Alishke is used for Chaymesir, that Tika used for Chaymesir. Now we just have to know, is the Chaymesir Kodesh, is it Chayil? Do we say Nita Lanita Malachi Shots? That was the whole Sugya of Bavli. Yerushalmi, a new Mahalach in Gansen. The problem is Taisus puts together Bavli and Yerushalmi, we'll see soon. But Al Kapon Yerushalmi at Anu Mahalach. You know why Rameya holds Me'alim B'Shiyari Alishke? Because of Kabonis, not because of Yerushalayim. Because of Kabonis. There's a potential it might be used for the Kabonis Atziba. That's why Me'alim B'Shiyari Alishke. And let us just say one more vote. Why did you say Kabonis? Let's say because it was used for the Chaim Seir. So the pashtus the Yerushalmi held that the Chaim Seir is Chayil. That usage, that's Chayil. So there's nothing more to talk about. If there's a din Moyalim, if there's a din Moyalim, so it has to be for the Kabonis. It has to be for the Kabonis. So now let's see further. So now we're just speaking about the Tanakhama of Rameya. The Tanakhama of Rameya holds that if you run out of money in the Trumas, so you make a new Trumah. So we see klav ashtesavar the Tanakam holds commandoma yatsa v'yitraim l'chein moylin bechadetin. So now we see pshat the Tanakam. The Tanakam says moylin bechadetin shema yitztalchle avoloi batikin. But the Tanakam holds batikim na perish tainu shoifres acher. Because of a lame takla matikim, the mishal ishakal ishtak, beimushanabo, vnoise lishosech shavas de, beimailabed, vishitairish yore rishka alayim, voisim mehem, choymeseir, umigdaloisel. So maila tanakama holds you not mail batiki, the atiki is, there's a din of shiore alishka, which is only used for choymeseir, and choymeseir is chulin, finished. Rameya oime moilin af ba'atikin. Rameya holds your moil af ba'atikin. This is explaining now abaraisa. She Rameya oime moilin mishiyore halishko. Ve Rameya letamein. Now Taisus, after Taisus was a book in Yerushalmi, so now Taisus is explaining the baraisa. Rameya letamein. Doma hosom. Sholmu kulom. Chayzrin l'shirayim. If Rameyah says in the Yerushalmi that if you ran out, all the trumas were used up, so then you go to shirayim. V'doimim zelozeh, and the atiki is also like the shirayim. T'chihechi t'chayzrin l'shirayim, achnam echayzrin l'atikim im yitztauch. Fine. So now, Taisvis, with Taisvis gevaldik bekiyas in Yerushalmi, is coming to explain to us pshat in the Panakame, Ratiki means all the shkolim that were in the start of this year, because there's a potential of they might end up to become kabonis tzibur, but that's all the chadati, but Ratiki not. Ratiki is used for chayim seir, and Rameya holds that no, because he holds if there's not enough money in the Trumas, you go to the Shirayim, or you go to the Atiki, so it has a potential of being used for Kalbonis Hatzibah, that's why you're Moil. Fine. Frekter Rishash, and Taisa seems, I said, Yerushalmi, and Taisa, this is Pshat and the Baraisa, and Shalom Al Yisrael. Frekter Rishash, so Ktas Koshe, but it's really a Pella, he says, but he lost Pshat in Agamore. Agamore says, oh, we have a problem. Why does Rameya say, moi allen bishiyore alishke since chaim I say ir there was a shir in the hegdish lanita toy lamalache yashoreis so memeile so any meile for domim that will be used for chaim b'si any meile b'shoigig should have the shir in hegdish shabaya meil batiki Rishash and Shuldik. I'm Yerushalmi v'timsen aches. Yerushalmi says the reason why, and Tosfos brings out the Yerushalmi, the reason why we're moil batiki, the reason why you're moil b'shiyore alishke is not because of the chayme, it's because it might be used for kabbalas. So that's the only reason. Forget now between you and me. We had mentioned already, we'll mention again, because the Yerushalmi holds that the Chayma was Chayl. So the whole din of Mila, the Yerushalmi was racking his brain, so why is it din Mila by Shere Alishke? Because Rameyu Letamei, because Shere Alishke will be used for Korbonis, Shalom Yisrael. So our Gemara holds was used for the Chayma also. But it's used for Kabbalah also. Taisus seems to put it together. So what's the problem? So since there's a potential to be used for Kabbalah, our Kabbalah is a din meil. So this is a Mordechai Kasha. So the Mikdash, so I saw in Mishnah Salevi, he brings down from the Mikdash David, and Vayakev, he brings down from the Mikdash David. The Mikdash David wants to say as follows. And with this, we'll devour and Taisus, till tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. The Mikdash David says that the money, Bavli held that the money had a twofold purpose. The Shiur Yalishke had a twofold purpose. If there'll be a need for Kabbonis, we'll use it for Kabbonis. If there's no need for Kabbonis, we'll use it for Chaim Esir, which is Kaidish, Chaim Esir is Kaidish. So the Kedusha and the money is for two, it's Kaddish for two reasons. For Kabbonis and for the Chayme. And since Mitzad, the Kedusha Mitzad HaChayme, there is a Kedusha for two reasons. And since Mitzad, there's a possibility that Mitzad, the Kedusha that it has, that it will be used for the Chayme, there's no Din Mila. So, Argamah held, so there's no demil. You don't, since the Kedusha that it has, there's no guarantee it will be used, this Kedusha will be used for Kabbonis. It could be used for the Chayma. And if it will be used for the Chayma, there's no demila. There shouldn't be any demila, period. That means that is according to Bavli. Now, according to Yerushalmi holds, there's only one Kedusha. The Chayma is Chayl. According to Yerushalmi, there's no problem whatsoever. Vashel husham, it's Kodesh. If it will any way change, and it's Kodesh, because it might be used for Kabbonis. If they will see that there's no need for Kabbonis, so it'll become Chulin, then it will become Chulin. That means the Kedusha that it has now is for a sole purpose. The sole purpose is Kabbonis, because there's a possibility it might be Kabbalah. So now it's Kaddish for Kabbalah, so there's a Din Mila. That, what it could also be used for the Chayma, that means if it will ever be used for the Chayma, then the Kedusha will go off, and we'll use it for the Chayma. But because man, the Kedusha is on, it's used for Kabbalah. So there's a Din Mila. Bavli holds that it has a Kedusha which can be used for two purposes. The Kedusha is on it for whatever will be used. This Kedusha is on it. It could be used for the Chaim and it could be used for Kabbonis, but both of them are purchased with Mois Kedusha. And since the usage of Kabbonis, there is a shir in the Kedusha that if you're a nene from it b'shoigik, there's no din mila. So Gemara asks, since in this Kedusha there's such a possibility that it could be used for the Chayma Seir and there's no Din Mila, therefore there shouldn't be a Din Mila. This is lachayr. If one offends the reshashes kash, we don't offend the reshashes kash. We blight with the ktsas kosh of the reshash. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. If it has a kedusha on it, and the kedusha is for two purposes, and on one of the two purposes there's no din meila according to Rameya, so there shouldn't be a din meila if a person was nana from this money.